I believe it's for $245 million. Is that correct? Which would add, I think, $16.80 more per year. Is that per homeowner?
Yes, that is the average homeowner price. So I believe it's around the $245,000 range for a home.
What is the take of the Taxpayer Association?
We've decided not to oppose the bond this time around. The district has worked with us and has worked really hard on their own to control the construction costs, to make sure that these buildings, we want them to be, you know, sound and safe and decent-looking buildings, but at the same time, we want to make sure that the money is going into the classrooms for the students and the teachers and not being something that's a monument to the school district or to taxpayers, really.
So it's your view then that they are keeping within the budget for these six new buildings and really just doing what's necessary for the students without being extravagant?
Exactly. As we evaluated it and as they went through us, the different measures they're taking to make sure that their costs aren't getting too high on the taxpayer, they really made a great effort this time around. The school board deserves a lot of credit for this, that they've really been careful about what they're doing, what they want to accomplish, and they're still going to be beautiful buildings and places that we can be proud of to have our students attend.
So this is the Jordan School District. Now, that I think they have something like 9,000 new students projected to enroll by the 2021 school year. So clearly there's a need for new buildings. So when voters see that bond on the ballot in November, they're voting for a little bit more money, but for something that some would say is necessary for kids coming into the school.
Right. This is the growing end of the valley right here in southern Salt Lake County where I live. This is Jordan School District, and this is where the growth is. This is where all the kids are going to be, and also in northern Utah County. So the school districts in these two areas need to be looking at how they can accommodate all the students that will be here over the next few years, and this is the avenue that they need to take.
And so they need to have buildings that are both safe and also, you know, I think that they might be doing a little bit of rebuilding to one of the schools just to make sure that it's safe for the students to be in.
Right. I believe West Jordan Middle School, many will recognize that it's the junior high that's just right off of Redwood Road at about 9800 South-ish area. And it's one school that, as you tour through it, it's been well-maintained. The district's done a great job taking care of it, but it's time. It's not living up to the standards that we need for the 21st century classroom. They can't have Wi-Fi running through the building because the walls, rather, are not, I guess they're too thick, really, to get a signal through. So if we want to have our students learning on the technology that's available to them, we need to make sure that these buildings are appropriately built so that can work.